Doctor Who, The Gallifreyan Recommencement, written by Scott Marshall, Part 3.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, officer, what is it now?
A grievance with Bill Sims, was it?
Ah, something like that.
Then might you be responsible for his death?
His... No, no, not us.
Even so, sir, I think you'd better come with me. And you, miss.
But we didn't do it.
I hope you're right, for your sake.
Just a minute, canine.
Where do you think you're going, miss?
To get my case.
What, that metal thing?
Yeah, neat, isn't it? You can fix it?
I can try. Look, are you planning to lay any charges, officer?
Not as of yet, sir. It's all questions for the moment. Unless you've got something to hide, sir.
It seems we shall have to catch up another time, Doctor. Enjoy your time with the police. I have more important matters to attend to.
Sir, madam, sit down.
How long do you intend to keep us here? We have several matters of some urgency to attend to.
Pity, I expect you'll be here for quite some time. We need to get a full statement from the pair of you.
Take a seat, Chloe. This could take some time.
But what about...
In time, Chloe, in time.
Interview begins at 17:30 hours. The interviewees are John Smith and Chloe Richards. At 1200 hours, the pair of you were observed outside the sideshow store of Mr. William E. Sims. Is this correct?
To the letter.
Mr. Sims' body was discovered by you at 1600 hours. Post-mortem reports indicate that the death was resulted from a broken neck. I note here that you are a doctor, Mr. Smith. Would you concur with the coroner's conclusions?
Well, my medical knowledge is limited, but that seemed to be the case. Look, is this leading somewhere or not? I mean, am I only here to offer a second opinion on Mr. Sims' cause of death? Or is there a serious point to these questions?
I'm leading to that, Dr. Smith. Now, although neither of you have been formally charged for crimes relating to the death of Mr. Sims, I believe you did it.
I've never heard such nonsense in my life.
Not only do we hold evidence that places you at the scene, but that is, in fact, where you were detained. Although the evidence which binds you to the crime is circumstantial, at best, we believe that the actual perpetrator is known to you.
I wish I knew what you were talking about.
There is no need to protect the culprit, you know. I could have you charged as an accomplice if you do.
I know of nobody who could have committed this crime.
How about you, Miss Richards?
I've no idea either.
Very well, then. I'm going to get myself a cup of coffee. Would either of you like anything?
No, thank you. We're fine.
All right. I'll be back in a few minutes. In that time, I want you to think hard about the events that have transpired today. It is to your benefit to be completely honest and forthcoming with us. Think about that.
Why have you been playing it cool, Doctor? We need to get after the Master and quickly.
There's no need to complicate matters by introducing to the detective the notion that a cold-blooded, psychopathic extraterrestrial is responsible for the murder.
But getting arrested for the crime is going to do us no good at all.
This is the same police station that we were in earlier today. All we have to do is ask to see Sergeant McAndrews and we'll soon be cleared of all charges and allowed to go.
What about K-9?
We can collect him when we get let out of here.
I mean the damage he suffered.
Well, as far as I can tell, that blast completely fried his neural circuits. His memory might still be intact, but very little else.
Oh, what a shame.
True, but he could still prove useful one last time. When he was in Paul's TARDIS, he'd run a broad scan and learnt about the Master's projected coordinates.
So we can follow the Master?
That's right. We have to get what's left of K-9 back to the TARDIS first.
Sergeant!
Just the man we needed to see.
I had a feeling you'd say that.
Are we free to go yet?
I really should ask you a few questions first. We still need to find out who killed Sims.
We know who's responsible, and he falls under unit jurisdiction.
I see.
If we might be permitted to leave, we'll pursue him and return him to the proper authorities.
Then you're free to go, I suppose.
Thank you.
Sergeant, is there any chance that you've found my car yet?
Not yet, I'm afraid.
In that case, might we trouble you for a lift to the Holiday Inn?
I'll lay on a panda for you right away.
Thanks again for being so helpful, Inspector.
It's all in a day's work when you're part of UNIT.
I can sympathise entirely. My car!
The cause of your problem, Doctor. Some young joyrider, as I suspected.
What hit me?
A brick wall. A brick wall of this police station's carpool, in fact.
And your old Bill.
Aye, and you're nicked, sunshine.
My car! It's a write-off!
I'm afraid it looks that way, Doctor.
Never mind, you can always buy a new one.
But it was one of a kind!
Doctor, we really ought to go now.
Oh, you're right. Oh, will you be all right dealing with this mess, Inspector?
I suppose so. But may I recommend that you take a taxi back to the Holiday Inn?
Chloe, help me plug K9's hard drive into the console.
Check.
Okay, let's see what we have here. I can't believe it. I simply cannot believe it.
What is it, Doctor?
He's gone to Ancient Gallifrey.
I suppose we'd best get after him then.
Indeed we should. I only hope this old ship can manage the journey.
What do you mean?
Well, it's a long way back, and TARDISes usually aren't designed for going back to the period before Gallifrey had even mastered time technology. That sort of anachronism could be incredibly dangerous, given Gallifrey's place in cosmic affairs as a result of its coronal mastery.
Then how did the Master manage it?
He's got an incredibly advanced TARDIS, and I feel sure that he's been tampering with it. I expect it's more than capable of managing the flight now.
Even so, we have to take the chance. Imagine what level of damage he could do if he changed history. You said yourself that an anachronism is the last thing Ancient Gallifrey needs.
You're right.
It's nearly complete, my friend.
Good. But that's not why I came to see you.
Then why?
The missus sent me round. Your missus, to be precise.
Oh?
She's worried. She wanted me to come by and see how you were coping.
Perfectly fine, as you well know. But these navigational coordinates won't adjust themselves.
I know, but she's not convinced. You promised her you'd spend these last few days at home.
And I would. If the latest weapons tests hadn't shifted our orbit the fraction it did. We're nearly there, Omega. The work will be ready tonight, and the launch will continue tomorrow as planned.
You've put too much of yourself into this project. It's already cost you 2 regenerations and far too much of your own money. You need to put an end to it. I mean, it is only a weapon.
You knew how important this was to me when we started.
And is it still as important?
Of course it is. Yes, it's part of me now. It's a major part of both of our lives. But I haven't forgotten why we're doing this.
Perhaps I have.
Oh?
That's the trouble with military rule. It wears after a time. I mean, do we really need another government-controlled weapon?
The stellar manipulator's always been more than that. It's a chance for hope, for a scientific golden age.
It's a chance to spread our arrogance throughout the time stream, and that's if it even works.
Of course it'll work. We sold out. You don't need to convince me of that. But we can use the position we're in to bring Gallifrey out of its rut. How's my speech?
Short and simple, as you requested.
You mention our allegiance to the cause?
No.
Good. Look, I'll be done here soon. You should go home. The flight could be hairy tomorrow.
Perhaps.
And so will I. I miss the kids.
Jack, what body fits like a glove. A brand new glove. Just waiting to be broken in.
Oi! Where do you think you're leaving that thing? You want to put a stall up? You've got to pay in advance. It's 5 pandexes a day, and I've paid for this plot.
Out of my way, peasant.
Who are you calling peasant? You young people have no respect nowadays. In my day...
Old man, look into my eyes.
And what's so special about your eyes, hmm? So you've got one green and one yellow. So what? The freak show left town 2 weeks ago.
I am the master. And you will obey me.
Master Schmaster, I don't care if you're related to Morgalindus himself. Move your stall now, or I'll set my large friend on you. Adrindus!
That's him? The one cutting through that mess?
The very same.
Over there, a cheetah.
A what? He's done a runner on me.
You want me to go after him and give him a pounding?
I wouldn't worry about it. The man's evaded the market levy. The enforcers will soon track him down. In the meantime, help me move this stall of his. Would you?
Where to?
Anywhere, as long as it's off my allotment. Torino's sector. I'm sure she'll give us a good price for it. Nice little piece of modern art. We can sell it. She likes that sort of thing.
It's no use. Too damn heavy.
You think I didn't notice? Try breaking into it. See what's weighing it down.
This thing's sealed tight.
Any thoughts?
Leave it here.
Leave it here and let it chew up half my space? Do you have any idea how much this allotment cost me?
You got any better ideas then?
No. Have you got anything to spare? A little food? A pandex or two?
For a good time, we'll address a guy like you with cash to spare.
What?
Look, Chief. 6 years service under the warlords. I'm efficient and persistent. Can't ask for a better employee. I'm willing to do anything.
No wonder the Golden Age saw Puritan segregation. This place is a mess. Even Rassilon and his successors had their weaknesses.
Should the TARDIS be shuddering this violently?
Not under ordinary circumstances, but this flight, as you know, is a little more extreme than usual.
Will she hold up to the stress?
I only hope so. Still, the readings indicate that she's been holding together better than I expected so far. Even so, she's been through a lot of scrapes in her time, and this could well be the proverbial straw.
You mean the one that broke the camel's back?
The very same.
Doctor!
The backup fluid links are evaporating. The mercury vapour will be poisonous to you. There should be some breathing equipment around here somewhere.
It's all right, Doctor.
It's not. I have to get you an oxygen unit before the vapour becomes too thick.
No, seriously. It's okay. The vent system's absorbing it.
What? Oh, yes. I'd forgotten I'd even installed that thing. Still, it was some time ago. Before you were born, if I'm not wrong.
That's irrelevant right now, Doctor. We need to keep this ship together. I mean, if you've got crucial components turning to steam, then we're in for a rough ride.
What we need to do is redirect as much of everything to the temporal drives as we can. Once we get back to a period before the Great Ion Gallifrey came into being, the link with the ship will be severed. At that point, we're going to need as much Artron energy headed straight for the temporal warp drives as possible.
And how do we do that?
I've no idea. Wait, I've got it! We shut down everything except the barest minimum of life support, then cross a few wires and...
And what?
And hope for the best.
Right, let's get on with it then.
And it is with great pomp and ceremony that we... No, that won't do at all. It should be more understated, despite the excessive trappings. It's only a scientific experiment, after all. This is a private laboratory. If you want to book time, you'll have to speak with the university. Are you a student at this university? You know that this laboratory is for government-funded special projects only, don't you?
Are you Rassilon?
Yes. Yes, I am. Are you a friend of Omega's?
Yes. Yes, that's right. He needs you to come with me immediately. It seems something's the matter with some probe or other.
In that case, do lead the way. Has the probe been loaded onto the ship yet?
Apparently that's the problem. Something to do with the release mechanism.
That's worrying. It was checked recently.
I honestly wouldn't know, sir. I was just asked to escort you to the ship.
I'm glad we got through that one in one piece.
As am I, but our task has barely begun.
I know. Any thoughts?
This date is crucial. Today is the day, according to the history records, that Omega creates and enters an anti-universe.
You mean one made of antimatter?
That's right. How did you...
I used to read a lot of New Scientist.
I see.
Anyway, who's Omega when he's at home?
He was a great scientist in the ancient times. He and another fellow by the name of Rassilon devised a stellar manipulator, which created the Eye of Harmony. The catch is, the ship that the probe was to be dropped from wouldn't release the probe, so Omega courageously flew headlong into the sun, thus creating the hopeful black hole and completing the time experiments.
Wouldn't that have killed him?
Well, that's what everyone thought. Now, if you line up two black holes in a certain way, you create a wormhole.
This much they explained in New Scientist, Doctor.
How very perceptive of them. Anyway, because of the technology used, there was a tear in the wormhole right in the eye singularity, and that led straight towards a universe of antimatter.
As postulated by PM Dirac. Honestly, Doctor, just because I'm from Earth...
Yes, well, the upshot of the whole mess is that Omega was thought to be dead and Rassilon became the father of time technology, which later allowed him a foothold in Gallifreyan politics during some war or other.
So you think the Master's going to try to mess up that part of the timelines?
Well, it's the obvious target.
But if he prevents the Time Lords from becoming the Time Lords, then he won't have a TARDIS to come back here and change history, so history won't be restored, and so on.
Oh, the grandfather paradox, yes. Which is why I suspect his target may be Rassilon. Whatever happens, I'm sure he'll allow the experiment to come to an end.
How important was this Rassilon fellow?
Incredibly, he was the president of Gallifrey during its golden age, so his influence was quite significant. In fact, I doubt his time experiments would have been latched onto so readily by the people if not for his public relations skills.
Then could the Master be planning to kill him?
Even the Master sufficiently aware of Gallifreyan history to give that idea a miss.
Maybe he's working from another angle.
Such as?
Well, he's a master of disguise, if you'll forgive the pun.
That's it! Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I think so. He might kill Rassilon and take his place.
Think of the immense power and influence he'd have. And after his next regeneration, it wouldn't matter what he'd look like.
Where to first?
Well, first we look around, find out where the launch is supposed to take place.
And what if it's on the other side of the planet?
We take a space plane.
Fair enough.
Then we keep an eye on both Rassilon and Omega.
Doesn't she look beautiful?
Very much so. It's only a pity she's having a few teething troubles.
Yes, well, let's sort that out, shall we?
I think not.
Whatever do you mean?
You're going on board that ship, yes. But you're not going to leave it in a hurry.
Look, I'm scheduled to stay on the ground. That thing's a one-seater.
Whoever said you'd be taking a seat?
What are you on about?
I know for a fact this ship doesn't have much of a future ahead of it. In fact, it won't even exist in a few hours.
What the hell's that? What are you?
It's a gun, Rassilon. Now I intend for you to board that ship and die with it, one way or another.
Doctor Who, The Gallifreyan Recommencement, written by Scott Marshall, Part 3 of 4, starring Matthew Kapelke as the Doctor, Lorna Hill as Chloe Richards, Bill Billingsley as the Master, Sam Andrews as Rassilon, David Hutchinson as Omega, Adrindus and the Police Officer, Vitold Tietze as Inspector McAndrews and a Street Dweller, Owen Spratley as the Store Manager and a Street Dweller, Catherine Fallon as Sweeney, Wendy Musgrove as a Street Dweller, and Chris Suter as the Joyrider. Production, script editing was performed by Vitold Tietze, recording was arranged by Matthew Kapelke and Vitold Tietze. Creative consultant was Ian Neal. Title music was composed by Ron Brainer and arranged by Dominic Glynn. Incidental music was by Howard Richardson and John Carpenter. Editing and special sound by Matthew Kapelke. Produced by Matthew Kapelke. Directed by Scott Marshall.
Copyright 1999, Back to Reality Productions. No attempt has been made to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who, which remains property of the British Broadcasting Corporation.